Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Jake was worried.
Now I'm getting uneasy. There's a frenzy loose in Washington.
Larry Darrell was not.
We have the military.
Encrypted and decoded, 417, from Nicholas Carraway to Alan Dulles. Dulles, Barnes leak not from me. Barnes must have had column in before I heard from you. I remain a patriot, would never reveal confidential information. Tell me what I can do to help turn the situation around. Carraway.
Encrypted and decoded, 417, from Claire Booth Luce to Alan Dulles. Carraway may be a liability at this point. We should consider termination with extreme prejudice as an option. My plan was to seduce Barnes and then start using my influence to plant our information in his column. But he's all caught up now with this Jorgensen thing. I don't understand that at all. And now he's left town and left his column in Carraway's hands. So we may have no choice but to try and use Carraway one more time. Meanwhile, I'll do what I can on the propaganda front. .417, special to Time Magazine, from Claire Booth Luce. Insiders report a growing dissatisfaction with not only the current French government, but with France's whole system. Both in the corridors of power and on the street, one hears increasing murmurs about American-occupied Berlin as a model for the future of European democracy.
Encrypted and decoded, 417, from Larry Darrell to Alan Dulles. Allie, got an operative I need you to install in the embassy in Tehran. Make him chargé d'affaires or whatever the hell you want to call him to give him standing. Name, Alden Carraway. File being delivered by hand. Crucial. Repeat. Crucial. Darrell.
Mossadegh charges distortion on Iran. Special to the Herald Tribune. Tehran, April 17th. Premier Mohammad Mossadegh broadcast his thanks today to the Iranian people for their vote dissolving the Majlis, then accused what he described as some world statesman of misinterpreting and distorting events in Iran. According to Mossadegh, some foreigners endeavored to misinterpret and distort any step the Iranian nation takes to realize its aspirations because the Iranian people have forged a bond of unity and are resolved to cut off the hands that foreigners have extended into their country, which is the very thing of which a particular group is afraid.
Encrypted and decoded, 418, from iCrystal to L. Darrell. D, whose hand is he talking about? Strongly suggest a boarding mission. K.
Encrypted and decoded, 418, from Larry Darrell to Irving Crystal. K, don't worry, he doesn't mean us. Mossy figures it's the British. He won't know what hit him. D.
Jake Barnes, Hotel d'Angleterre, Kongens Njortov, 34, Copenhagen, Denmark, April 19th. Dear Chris, trip was swell. Sat across the aisle from a young Danish wench who kept looking at me with contemplative gravity, like she was sizing up a bull at auction. I displayed my return ticket prominently in my lap, as if to say, catch me on the way back, honey, when I'm better prepared. Did I mention she was a nun? Your Dr. Hamburger met me at the station. Eager son of a bitch, ain't he? Thought he was going to perform the surgery in the next goddamn cab. Positively effervescent after the examination. I'm a textbook candidate. Of course, it's his fucking textbook. He's having the operating theater enlarged and inviting camera crews from Pathé News. And Luella Parsons and Dorothy Kilgallen will be on hand to broadcast the operation live over Mutual Radio. All contingent naturally on my okay. Ah, there's the $64 question. Do I speak now or forever hold my peace? I feel like you're the only person in the world who might understand my dilemma, and then I reflect that you went the other way and have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't mind me, Chris. We writing chaps have words by the thousands, dozens anyway, to choose from, and I have but to make my choice from two, yes or no, or there's maybe. Love always, Jake.
Paris, April 19th, 1953. Dear Ron, I asked Jake if he'd ever heard of Ruth Brown, and he hadn't. But he knows this little tiny shop where they have the latest American records, and he went and bought some of hers. Then he went back to the shop a few hours later and bought every record on your friend Jerry's label. I think Jake is really starting to miss the USA. I'm not so sure I am. Except for one person. With much affection, Nick.
Shah flees Iran after move to dismiss Mossadegh fails. Special to the Herald Tribune. Tehran, April 19. Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi and his queen fled to Baghdad, Iraq today, after a coup attempt to oust Premier Mohammad Mossadegh had failed. Dr. Mossadegh appeared to be in complete control tonight, with the bulk of the army apparently supporting him. The attempt to remove the premier was made at midnight. By dawn, government forces had freed arrested officials and had in their turn arrested Colonel Nasiri, commander of the palace guard, and scores of other persons, including military officers. The stroke and counterstroke were carried out without bloodshed. The 72-year-old premier clearly was master of the situation, at least for the time being, but the details of just what happened are confused.
Encrypted and Decoded 419 from Irving Kristol to Larry Darrell. The mission has failed. Imperative, you get out of Iran at once. K.
Shah to go on to Paris. Special to the Herald Tribune. Baghdad, April 19th. Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi arrived here unexpectedly in his private plane after Iran's Premier Mossadegh had crushed an attempted military coup by officers of the Shah's Imperial Guard. With the Shah were his queen Soraya, an aide, and a pilot. Neither had any luggage. Piles of clothes belonging to the royal couple were strewn inside the twin-engined Beechcraft airplane. The Shah, 33, and his wife, 21, planned to travel from Baghdad to Paris. After high-level government consultations, they were escorted to the government's guest house. The Shah's aide emphasized that he has not abdicated and did not intend to abdicate. Meanwhile, in Tehran, pro-Mossadegh mobs threw down from their pedestal statues of Shah Mohammad Reza. As crowds began battering the statue in Parliament Square, the communists were driven off by police. But nationalist, panoramist, and socialist bands were allowed to continue the destruction.
Encrypted and decoded, 420. Daryl, our reports say mobs in street heavily pro-Mossadegh. You've botched it. Dulles.
Encrypted and decoded, 420, from Larry Daryl to Alan Dulles. Doesn't matter as long as they're in the streets. Situation just where I want it. Daryl.
Encrypted and decoded, 420, from Alan Dulles to Larry Daryl. Mission aborted. Repeat, aborted. Get out of Tehran at once. Too dangerous. We are no longer in the coup business. Dulles.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Valerie Plame Wilson as Claire Booth Luce, Ambassador Joseph Wilson as Alan Dulles, Jack Caffrey as Irving Crystal, Alan Nebelthaw as Larry Daryl, David Huddleston and Brian Madden reporting from Tehran. Tune in next time to hear Larry Daryl say,
"Alden, can't meet you in person. I'm laying low."